Next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your call right here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about. Oh, but, of course, this is, what, about my eighth or ninth, the seventh hour of Talk Radio today. We did a program at noon and then another program this evening, and now we'll be doing our last 2 hours here. I guess this is my sixth hour today. The next hour will be the seventh hour of Talk Radio. But we did a program with Ginny Hayes, and certainly a delightful program, where we were talking about secret societies and the occult. The influence behind this effort to bring about world government. Well, you know, sometimes when you don't have time, you really to think things through, and I presented the story, which is a really very true story, the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations, which, of course, birthed the Trilateral Commission, this already originated with the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 with the idea of bringing about a world government. But it really didn't begin in 1891. It began in 1871 when Cecil Rhodes was a student at Oxford University and attended a lecture given by a man named John Ruskin. Now, the name John Ruskin doesn't mean much to you out there in the listening audience, but if you were to go to Oxford University, why, of course, his ghost still haunts that institution. He's so well known there. A powerful and dynamic figure who in 1871 gave an inaugural lecture talking about the obligation of the young aristocratic men of England, their obligation to remake the world, to bring the entire world under British domination, and to give to the people of all underdeveloped lands the British culture, the British education, the British background, the British language. And this was going to bring about this one world government and was going to lift up the downtrodden people of throughout the world into this wonderful utopian system, all part of the British Commonwealth of Nations. Well, of course, what Cecil Rhodes sat there, he was enthralled by what was said, as were a number of men in that class. And many of the people who attended that class gave their whole lives to pursuing this goal of bringing about a world government. But, of course, what they did not understand is that John Ruskin was deeply involved in the occult. You can go to England and you can go to his gravesite, and actually on his grave there is emblazed a swastika. And if you read, of course, the history of John Ruskin, you'll find he was deeply involved with the occult. This whole idea of world government has been the quest of those people involved in the occult going back over 4,000 years to the time of Nimrod. And John Ruskin was no exception. John Ruskin, of course, was really may very well have been mad, as saw so many of the people who become involved in the occult. People don't understand that, but you can go back and read the biographies of John Ruskin and find how deeply he was involved in the occult, but you cannot separate that from his idea of indoctrinating a whole generation of the aristocrats, young aristocrats, men of England in this idea of creating a world government. That then is the driving force behind Cecil Rhodes' secret society, which created the Round Table, which created the Council on Foreign Relations, which created the Trilateral Commission, which is the dominant force in the world today, moving towards world government. But we'll be back. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about John Ruskin. We were talking about this idea of a world government, and people don't understand that this is the major driving force behind American foreign policy today. Have you ever wondered why America has troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? I mean, do we just have the troops stationed there? We have so many troops that we just want to keep them stationed in 130 nations? No, ladies and gentlemen. We are occupying those 130 nations. And when you have troops stationed in a nation, you control that nation. In a similar manner, we have our over 720 foreign bases, and that is, of course, where our troops are stationed. And those troops are there to control governments. And certainly, if you haven't ever read the book written by John Perkins, Confessions of Economic Hitman, we recommend this book. We think it's accurate. We've talked to John many times. We carry his other book, second book, America's Secret Empire. But you must understand that basically John Perkins was part and parcel of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness. He didn't understand it at all. He was recruited into the NSA and then assigned to companies. And he would go around the world going into countries and get those countries to accept large loans from the United States, get those countries in debt so that their people would be in debt, so that we would be able to control those countries. If somebody owes you money, why, you really are their servant, and then you could justify taking control of their natural resources, stationing your troops there. And, of course, as John Perkins pointed out, it was routine that if the leaders of a country really cared about the people, they weren't there for personal aggrandizement. They were idealists who wanted to help the people, and they didn't want to get the country head over heels in debt. Then they would send in the jackals, and the purpose of the jackals was to create a revolution, to create a war, or simply to assassinate world leaders. And John Perkins speaks openly of this program of killing world leaders. And he mentioned several people he got to know, and he got to know very, very well. And he liked them. He admired them because they were honest people. And they were killed by the CIA or by other branches of our intelligence agencies. And all in this quest, of course, for the American empire to control those nations. And you can control it with troops stationed there. You can control it with debt. You can control it simply by killing the leaders and installing people that you want in positions of power. And that is being done all throughout the world today. John Perkins' excellent book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the four-tape set, Economic Hitman, available from Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open line Wednesday, and it's open lines means that you're supposed to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about, or you may have a question about what's going on. But I was simply talking about this whole idea. I started out certainly with John Ruskin, who was deeply involved in the occult, and you know, there's nothing as powerful as an idea, especially when it's put forward by somebody who you respect. And certainly students respect their college professors. And Cecil Rhodes was so enamored with the speech that had been given by John Ruskin, his inaugural lecture in 1871, that Cecil Rhodes wrote the lecture down in longhand and carried it with him all of his life. And that was the driving force behind Rhodes' effort to create first a secret society, and then, of course, to dominate the world. And, of course, we have the documentation of this. I actually went back to Georgetown University, and I spent many weeks going through Professor Quigley's papers there, because Professor Quigley had tracked down the whole story. He had the opportunity of going through the secret files of the secret society, which, of course, became the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically, is it true? Well, I went back to Georgetown, and I found all of the information he had accumulated when he went through the secret files of the secret organization. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really is real. There are secret organizations, and the reason you don't hear about them today is because they're secret. And they have such power. Certainly, they have amassed great power working through the financial interests. They've been able to create money out of nothing. That's what banks do. Banks create money out of nothing. And then they take that money to buy up corporations or to develop corporations. They take that money to buy up the media, to control the media, because if you can control the media, you can control what people think. And then, of course, that they can use the money to buy up the politicians so that they can expand their agenda. And their agenda is the one world government. We call it globalism. That's the term that they use. Yeah, they're not going to go into the New World Order. They're going to talk about the new world financial system, the coming world system, but it's all about this one world government, the idea of the League of Nations, the idea of the United Nations, the idea of the new world order. And because today we call it globalism, and of course under globalism we are simply in the process of transferring the wealth of our country to other nations. And systematically doing it. That's why we've closed down our steel industry. We've closed down our automotive industry, our electronic industry, our textile industry. That's why we're manufacturing all of our light bulbs over in China. They've closed down the last of the factories here in the United States to make incandescent light bulbs. And we're going to replace them with inferior, more costly, and potentially dangerous and lethal fluorescent light bulbs. Why would you do something like that? The whole idea is to shift our production overseas. That's why they've shut down the agriculture in the Central Valley of California, so we can begin to build up the agriculture in other countries. Now, this wasn't the original plan. In fact, it's really so fascinating to read some of the things that we actually have. I don't have time to sit down and read a lot of the things we put together or reread them. You read something 20 years ago, you don't remember all of the details, but I've just been reading the transcript of the tape set we have called The New Order of the Barbarians, and really it was based upon a talk that was recorded in the late 1980s by Randi Engel. We've had her on the program several times recently. And she had actually gotten these tapes from Dr. Dunnigan, who had attended in 1969 a lecture given by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. But Dr. Day was also an insider. He knew what the plan was, and in 1969, he talked about the reason why we were going to transfer our factories overseas. And he said, you know, we want to develop the manufacturing in other countries, but we're going to have to send our factories there because they could open factories, but they can't possibly compete with the United States and our efficiency in production. So we are going to move our smokestack industries overseas. We are going to move our automotive industries overseas, and we're going to do this in large part, encourage people to buy Japanese cars. And remember, now, this was 1969. This was before we really opened up our relationship with China. But he said, you know, we will build inferior cars here in America so that people will lose their patriotism, will be willing to buy the Japanese cars, because their cars will be very well made, whereas ours, there'll be a lot of plastic in them, and the door handles will fall off, or the other things will fall off, and they won't last anywhere as long as the Japanese cars. And that's really true. Right now, your Japanese cars will last 200,000 to 300,000 miles, usually by 100,000 miles, and American cars ready for the junkyard. But this was being planned back in 1969 to get Americans to buy Japanese cars. Well, of course, you're going to very soon see Americans buying the Indian car. They'll bring the Tata in here next year. It's just a very, very small car, but it'll sell for about $7,000. And without tariffs, it'll certainly undercut anything here. And for older people who don't need a lot of room, they'll just maybe go grocery shopping, it'll be a good little car. You'll see the Tata probably within a year or two coming into the United States, constructed in India, using, of course, our technology, but they're not going to let people understand that we are intentionally shifting our automotive industry, our steel industry, our electronic industry, our textile industry, and now the agriculture, and of course that wasn't originally the plan, but it is increasingly now. Destroy the agriculture of the Central Valley, the fruits, trees, fruits and the vegetables that are grown there, and they can be grown now in China, they can be grown in other countries, and you're going to notice increasingly when you go to the store and you pick up apples, where are they coming from? They're coming from, coming from Chile, they're coming from China, they're coming from other countries, and cutting off the water to the Central Valley. They intentionally led to the death of those trees, and people over there in the valley tell me that the trees are dying. I mean, these are trees that have been there 20, 30, 40 years it took them to grow. And now, of course, they've simply destroyed the farmers that have had those trees in. They've done it intentionally and maliciously, because the idea is to build up the economy of other nations as we drive down the economy here. And certainly out there in the Central Valley of California, you've got communities with 20% unemployment, 30% unemployment, 40% unemployment. And there's one city with actually 40% unemployment. And this is done intentionally and maliciously because we want to help people in other nations. Isn't that nice? But, of course, the average American is not told this, and nobody's going to explain what's going on because they control the media and they control the minds of so many people, and they even control many of the so-called conservative organizations in the United States or the Christian organizations in the United States. So supposedly some of them are even speaking out against the New World Order. But you see, you always want to have a controlled opposition. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How can we reverse what's going on? Well, first of all, what we ought to do is simply reinstall tariffs. And if we had tariffs, why? No, certainly then our goods could compete very effectively. But other than without tariffs, there's no way an industry that employs people and pays them maybe $20, $25 an hour with benefits, $30 an hour with benefits, no way you can compete with a country that's paying people, you know, 80 cents an hour, at the most a dollar an hour. And there's some industries we may never be able to return to the United States, but we should have our heavy industries returned here. But you see, that's not the plan. The plan is to lower our living standards. And if you doubt that, you really are going to have to read the article by Richard Haass in the latest Foreign Affairs magazine. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, and then, of course, the article by Mortimer Zuckerman, the editor-in-chief of U.S. News and World Report in the latest issue of, and last issue, incidentally, fortunately, of U.S. News and World Report, where he talks, and they're both talking about how we're going to have lower living standards in the United States. We're going to have an era of austerity. We're going to have lower living standards in the United States, and we're going to have to face a period of austerity. And I repeat that because they kept repeating that over and over again to indoctrinate in the minds of the readers that we are going to see lower living standards, and that's what exactly what they plan. That's what this is really all about. And basically, of course, we are sending money, or we're sending it over to bail out the banks that have lent money to Greece. We're sending it over to bail out the banks that lend money to Ireland. And really what they should do is simply let those banks go down. They made irresponsible loans. Why should American taxpayers be sending money to bail out the banks that lend money to Greece, to bail out the banks that lent money to Ireland? And basically the Irish government was doing a pretty good job. It was the fact that the banks certainly had been totally irresponsible, making loans they never should have made. And in response to that, and of course, the government wanted to let them go down. And basically the banks, using the European Union's, threatened the government there if they dared not to intervene to rescue the banks, to bring the wrath of the whole European Union down upon Ireland. And eventually they bribed the politicians, and the politicians then agreed to borrow money not to save their economy, but to bail out the banks. And what we ought to do is let the major banks in America that they deem too large to fail, we ought to let them fail. Oh, it'll be hard for a little while, but if we get back to a solid foundation, begin building a solid economy again with responsible banks. But the people, and of course the reason we don't do it is because the banks and the Trilateral Commission are one and the same, and they all interlock with government. The Federal Reserve System, owned by these privately owned banks, and they all interlock in the Brotherhood of Darkness. Let them fail, ladies and gentlemen. Let them fail. It's the only thing that'll save America. That and tariffs. Telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, this is Talk Radio, and you're supposed to be calling in. We'd like to know what you're thinking about. Are you concerned about the coming austerity? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, we ought to be getting some calls here. Hopefully we'll be coming in before long, but this is Open Line Wednesday, and Open Line means that you are supposed to be called.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Some of the things we've been thinking about recently. So if you have a question on any issue you'd like to talk about, give us a call. And we'd love to hear what you are concerned about. Are you concerned about, Sydney, the fact that they are talking about cutting Social Security? What's going to happen to the older people in America if they cut Social Security benefits and they cut them dramatically? What's going to happen with the Medicare? They're talking about cutting the doctor's income 25%. Apparently, they delay this until the 1st of January, but, I mean, they want to cut the doctor's income another 25%. And Sydney, the only reason, of course, that medicine is so expensive today is because of the government interference in the private practice of medicine. When I went into practice, why the average office visit, and as a specialist, was $4. And I remember when it went up to $5, how really pleased I was. We got $400 for nailing a hip. But in those days, money had value. And value-wise, in my first or second year of medical practice, I made far more than I did 10 years later after Chris had taken away and destroyed the value of our currency by taking America off the gold standard. But basically, doctors did very well. The cost of medicine was inexpensive, and nobody went without medical care. If you couldn't afford medical care, why, the county hospital would take care of you, and the doctors would go out there and give their time. They could afford to in those days. They can't afford to now because they are under government control and they're doing so much paperwork. In fact, I never forget, you know, in the old days in a hospital, well, you got a back rub every night by one of the aides or orderlies. And I'll never forget head of our local hospital. She was a Dominican sister. And we were talking about how medicine has changed. And she said to me, you know, Stan, the chance of your getting a back rub in my hospital, you know, today, not like it used to be, but today, is like your chance of winning the lottery. It's a pretty small chance. And that's all because, of course, of government requirements for paperwork and all sorts of changes in the staffing, all created by government. And it has not in any way increased the quality of medical care. It's lowered the quality of medical care and reflects socialism. Socialism doesn't work. I mean, people talk about Obamacare, but Medicare is an abomination and always has been. And, of course, it was the worst thing that ever happened. Oh, certainly everybody likes to get something for nothing, but down the line comes the time when they develop the death panels, and they already have them, ladies and gentlemen. They're killing people in America today with hospice, and they'll put people into these situations who do not have terminal illnesses. They're people in the hospitals, because the hospitals lose money after they've been there for a certain period of time, and the pressure is on the doctor to start end-of-life care. After all, they're going to die, aren't they? Well, of course they're going to die. If you put people on a morphine drip, of course they're going to die. And they're killing people in America today because the government will not pay for the hospitalization. They give something called DRGs, diagnostic-related groups, and the hospital gets paid the same amount, whether the patient is there one day or 100 days. Well, they won't allow the patient there 100 days, but what happens if they keep coming in again and again for the same illness? The hospital doesn't get paid, and there's an awful temptation simply to start end-of-life care. We're going to be back here, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Great. Yes, last week, the book that I found information regarding James Forrestal, where he was found with the rope around his neck
right outside
of a naval hospital. The book is called The Devil's Poison by Dean Murphy, DDS, How Fluoride is Killing You.
All right, fine. That's fascinating. But basically, Chris, I'm sure that James Forrestal was, he was the Secretary of the Navy, as I remember. And he obviously knew too much about what was going on, and basically they sent him to the Bethesda. And he died just like they sent Joe McCarthy to Bethesda. And I talked to the doctor who admitted him. He did the physical examination on him. He was a surgeon at an office next door to me. Joe McCarthy was very, very healthy when he went to Bethesda. And 5 days later, he died of acute fulminant hepatitis. Wasn't that convenient? And unfortunately, they do kill people in this country. I've talked to the professional assassins. I interviewed last night Doug Caddy, and of course, they targeted him. They were going to give a fellow $100,000 to kill him. They were members of the FBI. They were members of the CIA. Yes, they do kill people in America. Hey, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hang on there, Tim. We'll be back in just a moment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
late.
No.
This is Dr. Stan back here. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, our guest, it's you out there in the listening audience. Something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Tim on the line from Illinois. And he was talking about the strange death of James Forrestal and the fact that James Forrestal apparently realized, of course, that water fluoridation was a program that was introduced in about 1950 by the U.S. Public Health Service, was designed to poison the American people. And people say, well, that couldn't be true. I mean, my doctor supports it, my dentist supports it. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, because their organizations have been taken over and compromised by people who are part of this scam. You see, it's all about population control. Water fluoridation decreases fertility. And the female, it decreases the sperm count. But they have the scientific studies. If you haven't gotten my syllabus, my talk on the hidden agenda that goes into the background of water fluoridation, we have the articles, the abstract of the articles out of the magazine Fluoride, that points out that this, in comparing the male sperm count in communities where they fluoridate the water, where they don't, the sperm count is much lower in the areas, about 50% in the areas where they fluoridate the water. And certainly, of course, it's associated with it, lowering the intelligence. It lowers the intelligence about 10 points on the IQ. They know this. They have the studies that demonstrate it. But the last thing they want is for the American people to realize what's going on, because basically what for it also makes people much more placid. They just want to go along with what they've been told. It's sort of like Bertrand Russell said in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. I think it's page 53, somewhere in there, where he talks about, by diet injections and injunctions. By diet injections and injunctions, we will so alter the attitude of the people that they'll never be able to question what they were told by the schoolmaster, something to that effect. They're paraphrasing it, but that's basically what they've done. And they've altered the ability of the American people to learn. Well, Tim, certainly that sounds like a pretty good book on James Forrestal.
Yeah, maybe you could get a hold of Dr. Dean Murphy there, Dr. Stan.
Do you have any idea how to reach him?
Well, I'll dig up some more info.
You dig it up, and if you can track him down, I'll promise I'll put him on. When was that book written?
I was going to say about 2007.
Okay, then it's a fairly good book. Well, I would love to see it, because basically this is an issue. If the American people can understand that they're poisoning them, they're poisoning their children. Let's assume that fluoride helps dental caries in children, which it does not. But let's assume it did. Why then wouldn't you go ahead and simply have the people brush their teeth with this, or simply swish out their mouth with fluoride? Why would you want to make everybody drink toxic amounts basically something that is so toxic you can't even put it in the ocean, or even the most toxic waste dumps won't accept it, and that's the hydrofluosilicic acid. I mean, it is a waste product. It's a poisonous waste product. There is not one study that has ever shown that hydrofluosilicic acid is safe. and yet they're putting it in 90% of the communities that are fluoridated, and about 68% of our nation is fluoridated. They wouldn't do this in other countries. Other countries don't want to poison their population, but the U.S. Public Health Service does. These are evil and wicked people. You want to do harm, get a medical degree. Would you go to work in southern Montana? Or would you get a job in Washington, D.C., working in a government position where you could do the most harm by your positions? And that's exactly what they've done. Anything else, Tim?
Well, I had a quick comment, and I have a question, Dr. Stan. I'll hang up. Now, I have more fear of Ben Bernanke than Ben Laden. We're in such financial hock, our children, our nation. My question, Dr. Stan, what do you make of this, the Luciferian? We know that Luciferian child molesters are running the country and the world. October 31st, they had this orchestrated, this so-called terrorist attack on the Sunday evening mass at Lady of Salvation Church in Baghdad. 58 dead, 100 wounded. I believe it was all orchestrated for the Druids who celebrate that horrid day. Please comment, sir. Thank you.
Well, Tim, I do not know, what happened there, but I will tell you that basically, when the wicked Saddam Hussein was in power, the Christians could live and live safely in Iraq. They were about 10% of the population. It was a secular society, and as long as you didn't criticize the government, you get along well. If you criticize the government, if you oppose the government, why, of course, you were dealt with very harshly. And Saddam Hussein was a terrible man, but don't forget, he worked for the CIA in the late 1950s. He was a paid assassin for the CIA. They taught him how to kill. And you can check all of this out on the internet. We have here in our library books written 25 or 30 years ago talking about how Saddam Hussein was a paid assassin for the CIA in the late 1950s, and then, of course, we helped him get into power in 1979. We financed him and backed him all during the 1980s. We gave him the chemical and biological agents that were destroyed at Kamachia. We financed him, gave him massive amounts of money. And if you doubt this, we have an article out of the New York Times, pardon me, out of the Washington Post, when an enemy becomes an ally. We'd be glad to send that to you and allow you to give you a free copy of that if you get something else from it. The article, Washington Post, When an Enemy Becomes an Ally, telling how the United States gave billions of dollars to Fidel, to this wicked Saddam Hussein. Then we carry a book called See No Evil by Robert Baer. And he was a CIA agent in Iraq all during the 1990s. He was in Kurdistan, so that basically he couldn't have been down in Baghdad. But he said he never met an Iraqi who did not believe that the United States government was actively keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And many believed he was working for the CIA, and who knows, maybe they were right. The book, The See No Evil by Robert Baer, we carry that. These are the things you've got to get, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I would simply point out that since we got rid of the wicked Saddam Hussein and the heroic Americans are in control, now the Christians have been driven out. Probably not more than 2% of the Iraqis are Christians. All the rest have fled for their lives. And we are allowing, of course, them to be persecuted because there are people at the highest levels of our government that hate Christians and hate Christianity. Let's go to Leslie calling from Tri-Cities areas of Washington State. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm good. now that they've stopped all the millions of people off the unemployment, I'm anticipating the administration coming out and saying how great, because these people won't be counted anymore, that they're going to come out and say that unemployment rates really dropped down to like 6 or 7 or something like that.
But the unemployment rate really hasn't dropped down. Basically, they said this great change. I think the change of about 30 or 40,000 people. And the reason it happened is because the people were no longer getting unemployment benefits. They juggled the figures. The old adage, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and they work for the government. Go right ahead, Leslie.
You guys were talking about Forrestal, and I was in the Navy, and there was a ship called Forrestal. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I knew that he was the Secretary of the Navy, and I think that's very nice to have named a ship after him after they killed him. But the same way, they killed Martin Luther King, and then they had a holiday for Martin Luther King. And anybody doubts that they killed Martin Luther King, we have the a four-tape set of people who attended the trial. That was put on by King's family as they sued a man named Lloyd Zowers, who was part of the CIA assassination team, cover-up mafia cover-up. And the jury, 4 weeks into the trial, came up with a conclusion. The CIA orchestrated the murder of Martin Luther King, not a word in the controlled medium. And then they named a national holiday after Martin Luther King. I wouldn't be surprised that after they killed James Forrestal, and I think most people at the time who know anything about it believe he was murdered, they named a ship after him. Isn't that nice?
There was a huge disaster on this ship, and I don't have any way of checking these things out because I don't have a computer, but a friend of mine recently said that John McCain was the one flying the plane that actually caused this huge disaster. They used to show us the film all the time because we were the firefighters. It was
I would be very careful with that story, but John McCain is now one of my favorite people. But he did, of course, defect to the North Vietnamese. He made propaganda films for the North Vietnamese. And, of course, the CIA bought those up because the last thing they would want was that to get out, especially when they're going to run him for the presidency.
Are you familiar with a book called Protocols of Zion?
I certainly am. It is the plan for everything going on in the world today. Only it wasn't written by the elders of Zion. It was written by the occultists trying to throw the blame for what's going on onto the Jews. But basically, it is an accurate portrayal of everything taking place today.
The one thing I thought was interesting was, he said they were talking to the author, and he was saying that the land that the Temple Mount sits on is owned by the Rockefellers.
I think. I don't think that's true at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we're going to let you go. We got a full board, but God bless and thanks for Mr. calling, Leslie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Ed calling us from Aptos. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'll take the answer off the air. Yeah, am I the only moron that sees these chemtrails? It's incessant, over and over, and zigzagging and zigzagging, day in and day out in the sky.
Well, you're not a moron. Basically, you're very astute to notice them. The question is, what are they? What do they represent? What are they doing? Why are they lying to us about it? Why is the level of aluminum in the soil all across America increasing? And isn't the pH of the soil being altered? Why are the trees dying from the aluminum? This is a story unto itself. And if you've never heard my interviews with Rosalind Peterson, some of them will still be up on our website. Do you have access to a computer? I guess we lost it. Well, anyway, certainly I think Rosalind Peterson is closer to that than anything. We will be carrying Ed Griffin's DVD. We should have it in a few days. What in the world are they spraying going into chemtrails? I think, however, that these are contrails that actually are made, and of course the reason it's all changed is because they've changed the composition of jet fuel, and these, of course, white out, and they white out the sky, and of course the product in the jet fuel is poisonous. It's poisonous to you and poisonous to your children, and the product that's in the jet fuel used by military jets is even far, far worse. Now, so this is not to say that occasionally they don't spray, but most of what we see are contrails. But what they're doing, of course, is geoengineering, and they're actually sending rockets up with massive amounts of aluminum in them. Basically, the aluminum is in particulate form, and what they're doing is doing this, of course, to counter global warming. Go to Rosalind Peterson's website. I think it's California Skywatch. California Skywatch. But just Google in or go to your start page or your search engine and Google in Rosalind Peterson. Fascinating information. But we've got a lot of things to cover this evening. That's a subject all to oneself. But what is happening is harmful. It's changing the way trees grow, the way the plants grow. They are creating an artificial canopy over there intentionally. Well, let's go to Ron calling from Tri-Cities in Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. I listened to your interview with Larry Pratt, and I was a little concerned. It brought up an issue that I've always found very troubling, and that's how many of the professors in our universities seem to preach sedition and encourage depravity among our students.
Absolutely.
And I think it's high time that we took our universities back.
But you really can't do that. The only thing we're going to do is starve them to death, cut off the funding for them, don't donate to the universities, and if they're state institutions, hopefully they're going to have so much financial problems, they're going to have to close them down, then we can start in all over again. But basically these people get in, they get, of course, they get tenure there, and then they use the university position to preach a seditious, a subversive philosophy, but more than that, they will destroy anybody who wants to oppose them. If you get a professor who tells the truth, who's a patriot, who loves America, they'll destroy him. And for that reason, they do not deserve to be in to have tenure.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm in the educational field now, and one of the principles that they're trying to implement is that of alignment. That we align the various courses so we aren't stovepiped, so they more or less have a consistent message. And I believe that we should be aligned in the principles of the Declaration of Independence.
But they want the Declaration of Interdependence. They want to teach globalism, not anything about patriotism and how wonderful our way of life is.
Well, then I think it, for them, it's time for them to pursue their fortunes in a different line of endeavor. And I will do everything I can to facilitate that occurring as soon as possible.
Well, I think that the hopeful thing that's happening now is that they're having real financial problems. And a lot of our states are going to go bankrupt. A lot of our counties are going to go bankrupt. Our cities are going to go bankrupt. Our school boards are going to go bankrupt. And it's tragic. But they're not educating our children. They're indoctrinating them. People who love their children should get them out of government schools. We've got a great program, the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. Incidentally, Art Robinson ran for Congress up there in Oregon, but he's a great educator, great friend, a great scientist, known throughout the world. And his homeschooling program is cheap as dirt, and it is excellent. His two older boys, when they got finished, graduated, they went into the third year of college. I mean, they knew so much more than the kids in the first couple of years of college. This is what we're going to have to do. But basically, it's tragic. But our children are not getting an education. They're getting indoctrination. It's time we took our schools back. And you're not going to do it working through the system that exists today. I mean, you're not going to change the schools. You're going to have to just let them be destroyed and start in all over again.
Well, I offer copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to a number of my students, and they're fascinated by it, and they all want it.
Well, I hope that you can continue doing it. God bless you for what you're doing, Ron. You're on the front lines of this battle, touching those children. Maybe they'll get to their parents. You can never tell. Every idea has consequences. Certainly, we started out the program talking about John Ruskin at Oxford. His ideas had terrible consequences, but your ideas can have good consequences, and God bless you for what you're doing.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks very much. And we have Julie calling. We'll get to her in just a moment from upstate New York. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Well, Julie, how are you tonight?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a little bit of a change from the subject, but it's regarding, I think, how we're losing some of our freedoms to celebrate the upcoming Christian holidays. And I work at
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Note of Christianity, it's all right to talk about other and to celebrate other religious holidays, but not Christianity. After all, you might offend somebody. And I simply pointed out there is a conspiracy against Christianity. These people hate Christianity, and they hate God, and that's what it's really all about. That is, of course, why the Masons got onto the Supreme Court and were placed on the Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools, and nobody will tell you that, but you can go up on the Internet and simply go to your search engine and go to the Masons who were Supreme Court justices and check it out, and you'll find out they controlled the Supreme Court from 41 to 71, 1941 to 1971, and they intentionally took God and prayer out of our schools because the Masons worship a different God, but they're just one of many secret societies. The Theosophists are out there. The Rosicrucians are out there. The Skull and Bones is out there. The Bohemian Grove is out there. Certainly the Trilateral Commission, of course, is certainly the protege of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a protege of the Round Table, which is a protege of secret society, which resulted because of an occultist named John Ruskin back in 1871, who gave a talk talking about the importance of world government. But this is all an effort to create a new world order, a new world religion, and throne a new world leader, and that would, of course, be the Antichrist. And when you understand it's a spiritual battle, all of these things make sense, and we have to keep pointing this out. I mean, just simply ask people, why do you hate Christianity? Why are you so intent upon destroying Christianity? I mean, certainly I think the Muslims have a perfect right to their beliefs. Don't you think the Christians have a right to their beliefs? And, of course, if you can put them, if you're working for somebody, you can't very well put them on the defensive, but you need You know, sometimes people are even going to end up losing their jobs because they stand up what's right. Right now, don't lose your job, though, because jobs are going to get to be very hard to get. We're moving into a period, as Richard Haass, the president of the CFR, said recently, member of the Trilateral Commission, we're moving into a period of austerity and of lowered living standards. So get yourself braced and ready for that. Well, certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to get certainly the book, the Apollyon Rising 2012, Tom Horn's book, certainly William Still's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. There is an ancient plan to bring about this world government, and there really are secret societies out there, and anybody who talks about it is immediately attacked, and that's why you need to get the information. A little book, easy to read, inexpensive, none dare call it conspiracy. We recommend the book, and all of these, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Tom Horn's book, Apollyon Rising 2012, William Still's book, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is still primarily supported by our listeners, and we're behind for this year. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly tell others about our program. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually get our newsletters, where you can listen to our programs, where you can watch our DVDs, and go to the section on other videos on the web. That's a separate section just with YouTube, so that I think are important. Get to the section on occult symbols. That's important because basically they hide their emblems in plain sight. You see them every day and you don't even recognize them. And then tell others about Radio Liberty. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers because, of course, this is a spiritual battle. I just wish we had more good leadership. But lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Ted Gunderson, but right now we're just calling his cell phone. He's not answering. And so, well, if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I was simply, we were going to be talking with Ted tonight about this program that they have of planting people within the conservative movement to destroy other conservatives. And basically, of course, you know, somebody appears to be a good conservative, and they will tell you, Ted Gunderson is really a secret FBI agent. Well, of course, Ted has spent many years working for the CIA, for the FBI, I think 27 years he retired. And then, of course, he began investigating and found out that the organization he had spent so much time working for and he really believed in, he was really headed by some very corrupt people, and he did more in the way of investigations, did some fascinating investigations. He actually did the investigation on the Marine doctor, supposedly, Jeffrey McDonald, who supposedly killed his wife and his two children, and was sent to been in prison for 25 years. And Jeffrey McDonald didn't kill his wife and children. They were killed by a satanic cult. But because of the satanic influence at every level of our government, including the courts where Jeffrey McDonald was tried, why, he's been in prison for 25 years. The woman who was part of this satanic cult came forward and admitted it and told the prosecuting attorney, and he threatened her and told her he'd put her in prison if she dared to testify to that effect. And then, of course, the U.S. Marshal who took the woman to visit the prosecuting attorney actually recently was getting older, and he filed a deposition saying he was there and he heard this woman say what had really happened. And of course, this came out. But the judges and the attorneys are all in on this cover-up of the satanic involvement. And when you understand this, it really begins to make sense. And the more you begin looking into this, whether it be the McMartin case, you know, it was a daycare home for child care, and there were claims of satanic involvement. Of course, the Wall Street Journal championed their cause and how terrible the prosecutors were, but of course all of the evidence is that these people really were involved in a satanic cult. There really are satanic cults out there, and the whole idea that the false memory syndrome, these people who have been terribly traumatized when they were children. And then, of course, later on in life, why they begin to remember what had happened to them, and their memories come back, and they understand that they were terribly abused when they were children, part of satanic cults or part of government experimental programs, and then their memories come back. So basically, more and more of this was happening because so much of this has taken place. So the government, the CIA organized a group known as the False Memory Syndrome, claiming that all of these were false memories. There was no satanic abuse, not such things going on. You have to understand that the CIA works very closely with the Satanists. They're all part of the same occult movement. Now, most people in the CIA are good people, but people like Dr. Jolly, he was a CIA psychiatrist. In fact, he was down visiting Timothy McVeigh. He went down a number of times before Timothy McVeigh was executed, or at least somebody put something in his arm. But remember, the lady who was there kept saying, well, I didn't know you kept breathing after you died. And William Cooper, a talk show host, played her program over and over again until they sent a SWAT team out and they killed William Cooper, the talk show host. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course that was Dr. Jolly West. Fortunately, our producer remembered the name. But right now, of course, we are going to be doing open lines because for some reason or other, we haven't been able to get our regularly scheduled guests. So hopefully Ted Gunderson will be with us. I wanted to talk about the various issues. But basically, the CIA and several people in the CIA and CIA psychiatrists organized something known as the False Memory Syndrome Organization. Now, to debunk this idea, why do you think the CIA would do that? Why would they be covering up satanic crimes and crimes of children being abducted from their families or even sold into servitude with the CIA? You remember many years ago there was a series on television. It was called The Pretender. And it was the story of a young boy who had been kidnapped and taken from his family. And let's see, we have somebody calling in on line one. Maybe I'll just go ahead and pick that up and hope no, we lost them. Anyway, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about. But basically, the false memory syndrome, it wasn't false memory. These people, we've talked to some of these people, and they had fragmented memories. They call it disassociation. You torture people, and basically their mind then breaks up, and you create multiple personalities. This has been intentionally done. And certainly, this whole idea this I would put forward in this a television series. It was called The Pretender. It was about this boy who had been kidnapped from his family and taken to a government center where he was tortured, and then Chrissy developed tremendous capacity, tremendous memory. I mean, they could remember almost anything. This is what happened to Kathy O'Brien, and she was a victim of this. In this instance, why she wasn't kidnapped, her father was a child molester, and they gave him an opportunity either to give up his daughter and get a good salary, or to spend the rest of his life in prison. He did the noble thing. He gave up his daughter, and she was actually then taken by the CIA and, of course, tortured. And she had a phenomenal memory. She was used as a courier. She was used as a sex slave. She belonged to Senator Byrd, remember? Senator Byrd, old senator from West Virginia, that old scoundrel, and also at one time to a man who later became the Vice President of the United States. His name was Dick Cheney. If you haven't read her book, The Transformation of America, The Transformation of America, it'll still, it's very worthwhile getting. But read it, understand that these things are not imaginary. They're really very, very real. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're having difficulty with getting our guest. Hopefully, we're going to be able to get Ted. I'll ask our producer maybe to try some other telephone numbers, maybe one of the others, because if he's getting an answering machine, he's not calling the cell phone. So give us a call. All of them go to the cell. Okay, I'll have the answering machine. Well, I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Maybe we're just going to do open lines this hour. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But there are things that go on that are just so unbelievable. Oh, basically, Gunderson had just called in, but he left a number that wasn't any good. So we'll hope he'll call back here in a couple of minutes. So we do want to get Ted on. Fascinating individual. I consider him a good personal friend. And Ted has spent many years with the FBI, and then, of course, he went out and investigated so many of the major cases. Actually, he investigated the McMartin child molestation case. He investigated the Jeffrey McDonald case. Jeffrey McDonald has been in prison 25 years for a crime he didn't commit, but it's all to cover up the existence of the satanic movement. Basically, of course, you probably heard the story of the son of Sam Killers, David Berkowitz in New York City, who was actually accused of mass murder. Well, eventually he told really what the truth was all about, and David Berkowitz was part of a satanic cult, part of something called the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. And, of course, Charles Manson was affiliated with the same group. You will never hear that there are these worldwide satanic movements, the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. Well, right now, let's go to Donna, who's calling us from New Orleans. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And looks like we're going to have open lines since we can't seem to get hold of Ted. Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. My question concerns Gnosticism. You said those people believe in two gods, but why do they believe that the devil is a god? Is because he displays power for them, or what?
Yes, because Donna's question is, this idea of Gnosticism, why do the Gnostics believe that there are two gods? And why do they believe that in the Lucifer, is it because he gives them power? And the answer is yes. They believe in two gods because this is a repudiation of the Christian belief. And basically, there is power. And if you give your life over to Lucifer, why you may very well live a very successful life. You may get wealth and fame and drugs and sex and everything you could want. But of course, unfortunately, eventually comes the day of judgment, and it's given to all of us but once to die. And when you die, where are you going to spend eternity? And these people will stand behind the great white throne of judgment, where every Mason looks forward to going. But he doesn't know that the great white throne of judgment is the judgment of the damned. So, Donna, these people have given their life to Satan, to Lucifer, because he's given them power. And when you understand that, and there is power there, I mean, you can access that power, but please don't ever try to do it. We want you to know it's there, but and it's fascinating to know about, but don't get intrigued with it. We only tell you these things because we want to help you understand what's really going on in the world today.
Oh, it doesn't interest me in the least. I heard a man over the weekend give his testimony how he got involved in a satanic cult, and I thought, oh, that's horrible. But, now concerning Mr. McDonald,
Congressman Larry McDonald, yes, huh?
Oh, I mean, the man who was in prison for killing his wife, but he didn't do it. Why can't they...
You're talking about Captain McDonald, yes.
Why can't they let people know that they have a satanic cult?
They don't want people to understand that Satanism is real, that there really are people that worship Satan, that many of the people involved in the music industry are involved in Satan, that many of the people who of great wealth have been involved with Satan. Certainly Henry Ford was involved with theosophy and spiritualism. J.P. Morgan was involved with astrology. Carnegie was into spiritualism. The Rockefellers, certain of them have been into the occult, as have the Rothschilds. They don't want people to know that this is real. They want you to think that everything is just straightforward, you know. The UFOs come from the outer space. No, the UFOs come from the other dimension, where they are involved in a spiritual battle. And as you've heard me say before, we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a substantialist, objective world, but there is a spiritual world. They don't want people to understand that, and our message is for people to understand and hopefully then join us in the spiritual battle. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Donna?
Well, I just find it terrible that the poor man's in jail, because I had heard the Son of Sam man say he was involved in Satanism, and that's why he killed the people. But I never thought, well, then my government, you have government people involved. He never said anything. So, I mean, just because one group of people was involved don't mean they got to, you know...
You're absolutely right. And besides that, be careful next time you call in to turn off your radio. But anyway, God bless and thanks very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Bill, who's calling us from the Tri-Cities area of Washington State. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
We're doing just fine.
I didn't hear last hour. I thought should have been mentioned was the body scanners at the airport. And it doesn't really seem to me that a whole lot of people are too getting up in arms about that. But what I think is a little bit disturbing is just the way that, it's just accepted, or people will go through with it in order to see their families, and it doesn't bring me a lot of encouragement for the American people when they will just accept this, and then what next and what next, because the technology corporations that are marketing this under the contracts to the Homeland Security will just make ever-increasing profits as the rights are taken away, so...
First of all, you know this whole thing was a scam. First of all, this all came about because of the underwear bomber. And no sooner did the underwear bomber, was arrested, than immediately they started installing these CT scans. Now, can you tell me how they could have got those CT scans built so quickly? They had him already. They were looking for an excuse, and the underwear bomber was the excuse. Now, he was obviously fraudulent. I mean, the people who built his bomb, apparently in Yemen, didn't intend it to go off. They used it for psychological purposes on the American people. I mean, how could you possibly, if you're a smart terrorist and you're able to build bombs and you can build all these explosive devices, killing all the Americans in Iran and Iraq, but you can't even build an underwear bomb that'll explode? Come on now. They knew this wasn't explode because you couldn't ignite this with a fuse. You had to have a blasting cap. They knew what they were doing. It was simply a game that they played on the American people to justify putting in these scanners. And there's a purpose behind this, and I'm not sure what it is. Is it to see how far they can push the American people? Is it to justify iris scans? Or I'm not sure what it is, but whatever it is, they're up to no good. I can promise you that. Hey, I got to run because I've got to guest on the line.
Okay, thanks.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling in, and I'm afraid that we're going to have to miss Harold, who's calling from Michigan, but Harold, our regular guest, is here. Thank you so much for calling, though. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, I had difficulty getting through to me.
I'm so sorry. We were trying frantically, but anyway, we got through to you, and we were just telling our listeners about the tragic case of Jeffrey McDonald that you had studied, and certainly here's a man in prison for 25 years. The prosecutor knows that he isn't guilty. The judge knows he isn't guilty. The courts know he isn't guilty. And they're keeping him in prison to cover up for the existence of these satanic cults.
And a large-scale drug ring coming out of Southeast Asia that would have been exposed.
Okay, fine. So basically, of course, then all of these people are within the legal system. They ought to be in prison themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, absolutely. By the way, he's been in jail since 1980. So it's been more than, what did you say, 25, 30 years?
It's been 30 years. How are their spirits? Have you ever talked to him?
Oh, yeah, I hear from him all the time, doctor, because, you see, with 10 months of interview, he was tried and convicted in August 1979. I entered the case in January 1980. He'd been sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences. And the defense team asked me if I would investigate it. I did. Within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from a girl named Helena Stokely. And she said he did not commit the murders. They were committed by her satanic cult group. There were 7 people in the house that night. I asked her, draw me a diagram of the house, and she did, the inside of the house. And I said, okay, what else? And she said, well, I tried to get on the rocking horse in the child's bedroom, and the spring is broken. And nobody knew that but the family. And then I said, well, what else? She said, well, there was a what do they call it where you keep your jewelry in the master bedroom? So I said, what was it like? So she described it. And I went down to Sears Roebuck and got a catalog and jewelry box. And she picked out the very jewelry box that was on the in the master bedroom. And by the way, there's some heirlooms that were taken out of there that never been recovered. But, and then I gave her a polygraph, and I had her examined by Dr. Rex Bieber at UCLA Psychiatric Hospital. They said she was telling the truth. The polygraph, she passed the polygraph. And the doctor is still in jail today because of this huge cover-up. There are brain drugs and plastic bags in the body cavity of the dead GI.
Well, it's so tragic. And basically, I hope his spirits are good, and I'm sure that God will bless him for the ordeal he's been through. But God does work in strange ways. Perhaps someday we'll understand. We'll be right back with Ted Gunderson. Well, that certainly was one of your certainly more important.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Of the satanic cult that had killed his wife and his children, was involved in marketing the drugs that were being smuggled into the United States, or had been smuggled into the United States. I guess they were smuggled into the United States in the body cavities of the veterans or being of the boys who died in Vietnam. And this is one reason they prolonged the war, so they'd be able to, of course, have more and more casualties, and they could cut out their intestines and then pack them with drugs and bring them into America. And of course, but they couldn't let the American people know that. There's a book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and we still probably have used copies of that for sale. Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Monica Jensen Stevenson told that story. The book was recalled. They would not republish it. They did everything to suppress it. Monica got the rights of the book back, the copyright, moved to Canada. It was published up there. Somebody bought the publisher and accidentally shredded 5,000 copies. You can hear Monica tell that story in our four-tape set, either The Men We Left Behind or One Man Returned. I'm not sure, but we have several interviews with Monica. Fascinating story. Yes, it's the story of One Man Returned. Well, anyway, go right ahead, Ted. You were going to talk about these psychological programs that they utilize on the American people to discredit people like you and like me. Go right ahead.
Well, here's the thing, Doctor. First of all, I think people should understand, and I'm not some guy pushing a grocery basket looking for recycling center. I'm a retired FBI chief. I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I had over 700 personnel under my command. $22.5 million budget. I retired March 30, 1979. So, and I became involved in the McDonald case right away, right after my retirement, because I opened a private investigation firm. And it was because of that case that people came from all parts of the country and all walks of life and started talking to me about satanic cults. And it's a very, very serious problem. And because of the fact that I've been exposing these people, satanic cults and government corruption, CIA drug operations, CIA child kidnapping ring, known as the Finders out of Washington, D.C., and they were exposed in 1987. They moved their operation to Wichita, Kansas. Because of that, I have been the victim of a disinformation program, extensive disinformation program. Brian Gumbel, the famous, morning talk shows, after I did my own investigation on Oklahoma City, I prepared a 222-page report, and I sent it to Jim Nichols, Terry Nichols, one of the co-defendants, and with McVeigh, Tim McVeigh, he and Terry were co-defendants, and he's now serving a life sentence. They say that McVeigh has been executed. I question that. But anyway, I sent it to Terry McVeigh's brother, James, or Jimmy Nichols, and just wanted him to know what I had done, and which proved beyond any question that there was government involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing, and the government allowed it to happen. This is well documented in my report. By the way, this report is available to your listening audience, and I'll tell you that, in a few minutes.
Basically, everything I've been able to track down was that actually Timothy McVeigh was operating as part of some sort of an undercover special forces unit. He told that to his sister. He told Jennifer. He told that to the fellow he was in prison with. He told it to Terry Nichols. Did you find anything that suggested that Timothy McVeigh was involved some way with some sort of a government operation?
Oh, definitely. He wrote to his sister. And this was in the Dallas Morning News, by the way, before they supposedly executed him. And he said he had been approached by the CIA to work on the CIA covert drug operation for or against the people involved in the drugs or the ones that that the CIA was attempting to eliminate, and also to work as a CIA assassin. And this was in the newspaper, in Dallas Morning News. Of course, I'm surprised that I saw it. So he was definitely, I don't think there's any question, he was also a mind control victim, Doctor.
I'm sure he was. That's why Dr. Jocelyn West of the CIA was down there visiting very frequently. And he didn't like Jocelyn West. He didn't like them playing games with his minds.
Well, he was. He visited McVeigh in Oklahoma when he was in prison and also in Colorado. He secretly visited him at both locations. I happen to have been to be the person who exposed the one in Colorado.
You're talking about now Jocelyn West?
Jolly West, yes.
Yeah, Jolly West. West. Okay, go ahead.
Good psychiatrist at UCLA, and he was, there's no other reason for him to visit McVeigh other than the fact that he was the mind control victim, MKUltra mind control victim.
Well, the thing is that there's no reason for Jolly West to visit Timothy McVeigh unless he really was what he said he was, and that was he was tied into the CIA Special Forces Unit, which is what he told his sister. And basically, there was a fellow named Jim Keith. He wrote a book called OK Bomb, and he had that in the book. We used to carry it. Out of print now, but very shortly after that, Jim Keith died a very mysterious death, and then his publisher died a very mysterious death, and then his ex-wife died a very mysterious death, all very mysterious deaths after he wrote about Timothy McVeigh.
Absolutely.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Ted, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, what I want to mention is, in going back to Oklahoma City, I have copies of the TV broadcast. There were like four or five stations, TV stations, all announced the afternoon of the bombing that they brought unexploded bombs out of there. And one of the announcers said, oh, they're going to find out who's behind this now. One of the bombs has U.S. Army stenciled on it. These are the conventional bombs. And, of course, the bomb in the truck was not a fertilizer bomb. That was an electrohydrodynamic gaseous fuel device, highly classified bomb. It was developed in the early 1980s. And it was so powerful when they tested in Area 51 that one of the technicians died, another one was seriously injured. And I obtained the contract number of that bomb, and I sent it the contract number to Picatinny Arsenal, New Jersey, and I told them I wanted a copy of the contract, which is public source information. They wrote back and they said there's no such contract. So now it also is kind of interesting because Terry Nichols has claimed that McVeigh indicated to him, I don't know if he said directly or not, that the person who coordinated that and orchestrated it and planned it and developed the whole operation, the Oklahoma City bombing, was Larry Potts, number two man in the FBI. And that's what really was shocking. So, and he's filed...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ted Gunderson in Sydney. Ted has some fascinating information going into the background of the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what really happened, Timothy McVeigh was operating, some people say, Special Forces. Other people say he was operating CIA. But he wrote to his sister, Jennifer, and he told her he was working on this illegal activity, government activities. I believe he said Special Forces, but anyway, this is published in a book called OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith, who very shortly after he wrote the book, died under very mysterious circumstances. He went into the hospital for a minor knee operation. I've did thousands of those. Nobody ever died of that operation, but Jim Keith died, and then, well, it could have been just coincidence. But then very shortly thereafter, his publisher, the man who published his books, died. And then shortly after that, why, his ex-wife died. And, well, I couldn't help but wonder if there'd be some connection there. Certainly, Timothy McVeigh told the same story to a gentleman who was in prison with him in Colorado. And you probably remember his name, but basically he wrote a book, A Secret Worth Dying For, and you can get it on the Internet. A Secret Worth Dying For, he told the same story to Timothy McVeigh, and to Terry Nichols. And Terry Nichols, a lawyer has told me, Jesse Tretido, that he's trying to get the information out. But, of course, the conspiracy is silenced with a degree of control over the media. They can't let the public know that the government blew up that building and killed all those Americans, just like they did on September 11th. And the murderers are still there. But, Ted, you go ahead. You were saying that Terry Nichols had said that Larry Potts was in charge of this. What is that about?
He claimed that McVeigh indicated to him, I don't know if he said directly or not, but it's in an affidavit that Terry Nichols has filed in the court in Salt Lake City. An affidavit where he filed in Salt Lake City. And you know, the mainstream media, of course, has not picked up on that. This whole case has been suppressed, and you know, it's like John DeCamp's book, The Franklin Cover-Up. It was being sold in Borders and Barnes & Noble on a regular basis. He sold 180,000 copies. All of a sudden, they quit selling it, and they refused to order. Even though they had orders. And this book, of course, involves CIA drugs, CIA satanic cult, kidnapped children, and on, it's called The Franklin Cover-Up. By the way, that book is available through my sources here. You know, if anybody's interested in it, they send me $15.
All right, fine. How would they send it to you?
They send it to Ted Gunderson, 6230A, Wilshire, Wilshire Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, California, 90048. Ted Gunderson, $15. 6230A, Wilshire Boulevard, Unit 6, Los Angeles, California, 90048. Also, doctor...
Do you have them in stock? Can you get them right out if people do order them?
Yeah, I can get them out right. I'll get them out right away.
Okay.
Sure. Now, also, and by the way, that's a dynamite book, one of the most important books that was written in this century. I'll be very honest with you. Also, I should mention that I have a CD that has 52 of my reports that I've written since I retired. Oklahoma City, 9-1-1, the car bombing of February 26, 1993, and CIA child kidnapping ring known as the finest. I have 52 of my reports that I've written available to your audience, 6,500 pages, for $35. It's on a CD. It's on a CD, and I urge the people to buy it and to, you know, make copies and get it out. It's not, there's nothing copyrighted. None of my work is copyrighted. I want to get the word out. So if you send $35 for the CD and another $15 for the Franklin cover-up book, you got for $50, you're getting a real bargain.
All right, fine. Well, basically, is there anything more about the Oklahoma City bombing? Certainly, everything suggests that this was a government cover-up. We do know that the there was a group of people there, Charles Key and a group of other patriots in Oklahoma who investigated that, and they sent a woman down to infiltrate their group and destroy their files, and she did a very, very good job. She was very, very convincing. She pretended to be just so dedicated to helping them. And when I heard that, I said, Charles, you are in for real trouble. And he found out that I was right. But this is what they do. They infiltrate these groups, and basically because the last thing they want is for the public to learn that the government killed all those people. Now, it's not our government. It's these wicked people. I call them the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness. They wanted this so they could get some anti-terror legislation through. They didn't get it. So then they needed another incident, and that took place on September 11th, 2000. And all you need to do is watch Building 7 come down at 5:20 in the evening. You can see that on my website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com on the section on other videos on the web. Other videos on the web. At the bottom of the page, watch Building 7 come down. The center of the building collapses as they take out the center support so the walls will fall in. Then they destroy the base of the building. It falls symmetrically at the speed of gravity and into its own shadow. A perfect controlled demolition. How did Osama bin Laden ever accomplish that? And the answer is Osama bin Laden didn't. He didn't have the thermite that they could use to actually cut across the support beams, or not a large number of support beams. They all had to be cut across at exactly the same moment. Otherwise, the building would have tipped to one side or the other. But, of course, it was a controlled demolition, very skillfully done. And if they brought down Building 7 by controlled demolition, then they brought down the Twin Towers, and all those people were murdered. And the murderers are still at large. Go right ahead.
Well, Building 7, Doctor, of course, that was not even hit by the airplane. I mean, the airplane didn't touch. They hit the two towers. And isn't it convenient that the airplanes hit two towers, not one? And, of course, then I've seen pictures of the planes, and the one picture I saw, the airplane did not have any windows in it. So there's a big question mark there. I might mention also, Doctor, that in addition to Oklahoma City, which I have this 222-page report on the CD, also I have information in my report on the car bombing of the World Trade Center, February 26, 1993. The government, the FBI, had an informant in there, Salam, a former 43-year-old former Egyptian Army officer, and he was actually an FBI informant. And he was told by the terrorists, he was among the terrorists and one of them, but he was actually an informant, to put the bomb together. He went to his FBI superior, and he said, well, we're going to use a dummy bomb, aren't we? And they said, no, we're going to use a real bomb. And so the FBI not only knew in advance of the car bombing of October 26, 1993, they furnished the ingredients for the bomb. Now, why did they do this? Well, you already pointed out, Doctor, you had the car bombing in 93, you have Oklahoma City in 95, you have 9-1-1, and that is followed up with what? The establishment of Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, that takes away many of our constitutional rights and civil liberties. And so this is all planned, it's all part of the overall plan to take our country away from us. And by the way, speaking of the Patriot Act, there are a number of violations of the direct contradiction that neutralized our Constitution. For example, by the way, the final version was passed on October 26, 2001. Number one, the First Amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech. Number two, to be secure in your home. Number four, three would be the Fifth Amendment, deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process. And the Sixth Amendment, right to a speedy trial. And number eight, Eighth Amendment, no cruel and unusual punishment. The 13th Amendment, punishment without conviction. All of these amendments to the Constitution are breached with the passing of the Patriot Act. It took 262 Republicans and 77 Democrats to kill the Bill of Rights. And it's all pre-planned. Now the question I have is, what's next? Well, the problem we have there is right now we have at least 1,000 internment camps. We have foreign troops on our soil. We have 16,000 guillotines in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a 500,000 caskets that will hold 40 bodies in Georgia right today. And why in Georgia? Well, if you look back, and I've done my research, to 1995-1996, the Georgia State Legislature passed a law that allowed inmate prisoners who were punished to death for execution to choose the guillotine as a means of death rather than the electric chair and being hanged and so forth. Now, a top government official has made the statement that the guillotine death is the clearest, cleanest, and easiest way to harvest body parts. So it looks like, unfortunately, maybe the government's going into the body part business. But this is all documented. This is not right off the top of my head. And I might mention also, I was going to mention about...
Before you go on, Ted, do you know anybody who's actually seen the guillotines? I've heard the stories about them, but, I mean, do you know anybody who's actually seen them?
No, but I've heard it from so many sources that I believe it's true.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
But I do know people who have seen the casket, and they're alongside of the road, one of the main highways there in Georgia.
Well, basically, of course, if you saw one of the latest Jesse Ventura programs, Alex Jones has snuck down there with him, and they've got the pictures of these gigantic, great big caskets there. I mean, row after row after row, enough to carry, contain hundreds of thousands of people. And, of course, as soon as they knew they were there, they picked them all up and moved them some other place. But they're real. You can actually see them, ladies and gentlemen, on one of the recent Jesse Ventura programs, the one on the prison camps here in America. Jesse's doing a great job of getting the information out. We ought to get him into our little group of people who are out there on the front lines risking their lives to save America. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, I might mention also, and this is very well documented, in fact, it appeared in the American Free Press, which I recommend people subscribe to and read. We have 44,000 U.N. troops trained in U.S. operations called Agile Provider. That's the code word. Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke warns of martial law if bailed, the bailout is not approved. That's, of course, for the financial situation. General Barry McCaffrey confirms thousands of foreign troops are in the United States to assist with domestic emergencies, quote, end of quote. Federal government collecting GPS data on every American household. They're collecting that information on each one of us. Homeland Security reports leaks. Tax protesters, abortion opponents are terrorist suspects. Pennsylvania chapter of the NAACP urges martial law. H.R. 645 and the new FEMA concentration camps are for real. Now, I was going to mention the COINTELPRO program, which is counterintelligence program by the government, disinformation program. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. The southern part, now I'm an ex-FBI chief, and I know my business. I've been involved in research and writing these reports and so on and so forth. The Southern Poverty Law Center, Montgomery, Alabama, lists a list of 40 false patriots, anti-government leaders. They also listed the most dangerous patriots in America, and I'm proud to say I made both lists. And they described me as a leading conspiracy monger. The Anti-Defamation League claimed I am an extremist speaker and posed a threat to the country. They claim I will likely be a, quote, target, end quote, of U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Now, this is strictly propaganda. I'm not anti-government. I'm not an anti-conspiracy theorist. I love my country and our former government. It's the people that are running the government that I have a problem with. And so that's just an example. I've also, you know, when our forefathers first established the three branches, the main branches of the government, the legislative, executive, and judicial, they forgot and didn't even for one minute dream that eventually there would be a fourth branch, and which I call the covert government criminal enterprise. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I started to mention Brian Gumbel. I didn't finish up with that. Or did I mention that he...
You mentioned you were going to send him something, but we never heard the rest of the story.
Well, okay. But Terry Nichols' brother, Jimmy Nichols, was being interviewed on Brian Gumbel's show, and he asked Gumbel, did you read Ted Gunderson's Oklahoma City report? And he said, oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist. So that's the category they put those of us like you and me into. Now, if you do your research, folks, you'll find out, and there's a fantastic book out, and I can also get this book to you for $15. It's called Pawns in the Game of William Guy Carr. And that establishes and documents that on May the 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, a defrocked priest, announced that 25 gold at the request of the Rothschild family in England to take over the country. Those 25 golds included corrupt the youth through sex and drugs. They've certainly done that. Elect their own people to office, control the media, and so forth. And it's all laid out. There's absolutely no question about it. This is on paper and planned for several hundred years. And I estimate right now, Doctor, that there are that the satanic population in this country is right at 1.5%.
Well, of course, the thing is, I've read the book, Pawns of the Game. In fact, we've followed Commander Carr's career. But eventually, of course, he wrote a book just as he was dying. It was called Satan, the Prince of this Earth. Now, in the book, Pawns of the Game, he attributed the conspiracy to Jewish. Eventually, he realized, as I have, this is a satanic conspiracy. It involves people who are Jewish, who are Protestant, who are Catholic, but they all hate the God of the Bible, or they hate the traditional God, and they really are. This is a satanic movement. It has no predilection for race, although many people from many races are there, but this is a satanic conspiracy, which I know you well recognize.
Oh, yes. I've had a number of people who were victims of this movement, who tried to get out of the movement, the satanic movement, who have come to me and confessed to me, seeking help, and so forth. And one of the most interesting cases that I've had in recent years involved a fellow named John Van Meter out of northern Wisconsin. And John was in Sonoma County, California, although he was from Wisconsin. He was back there for a conference. And he was on his way home in his car, in his pickup truck, and he noticed five or six black cars coming in with people in them, all dressed in black, into a wooded area off the highway there. And he did a U-turn and came back and thought he'd better check that out. And he got out of his car, safe distance from what he saw was a group of people in a fire and a naked girl tied to a tree. And someone shot at him, and he shot back, and he charged the group and shot and killed four of them and chased the leader into the woods. There's a lot more to it than what I'm telling you right now because we're running out of time.
Well, did he rescue the woman?
He rescued the woman, put her in a car, told her to take off, and then he chased the leader down after he put her in the car. The others scattered. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Ted, go ahead. Is this gentleman still around?
Yeah, he's around. I'll put him on your show if you want.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to do the interview with him. Basically.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Okay. As a result of taking the girl, she gave me a confession. I went to the FBI. They arrested two of the members, including the leader, on August the 26th, 2005, and they broke it up. So,
well, Ted, we've got so much to talk about. We're out of time, and I will want to get you back again to get some of the full text of these stories. I mean, your information is so very, very valuable, and I just hope the Lord protects you. I'll have to look to him to protect me, and I hope he'll protect you as well. Obviously, he has. You wouldn't still be around here after 30 years, 31 years.
Divine intervention, Doctor. The good Lord has taken good care of me.
God bless, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so very much.
Thank
Our guest
you.
Has been Ted Gendison, and a great source of information. And we appreciate him as a friend. Thanks very much. Good
Thanks,
night,
Doctor.
Ted. Okay, well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that what you hear on Radio Liberty may sound very strange, but Ted really was 27 years with the FBI. He ended up there as the head of the office, FBI office in Los Angeles, with, 700 people working for him, and a very capable administrator. But his stories are really fascinating. He was talking about the Franklin cover-up. We carry a book called The Franklin Scandal, which is basically the same story of a pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and ended up in the White House itself. The Franklin Scandal, a very important book. We hope that you want to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. In fact, if you want to get the large number of them, why, they make excellent gifts for Christmas. This may not be what people want to read, but it's what they should read, because if they do not make preparations now, why, an awful lot of people aren't not going to survive the very difficult times that I believe lie ahead. And then, of course, we hope that you'll consider for a Christmas gift. We carry some of the most beautiful music in the world. It's put out by a pianist named Newell Oler. We heard this just inadvertently in a store some years ago. We eventually went to Texas to meet with Newell Oler. We had the privilege of meeting with him and spending an afternoon before he died. But we carry his music, and you'll find it beautiful. If you like simply inspiring piano music, there's nothing that will parallel it. And certainly you can get the Newell Oler, you get the individual CDs, and they'll play for an hour or more. Or you can get them certainly offer, get them all together. My calling is at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Oh, we have other things. If you have somebody in your family that actually wants to keep a loaded gun in the house, and I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea at this time. Why, we have special gun lock boxes available from Radio Liberty. We have a banner up on our webpage, and you can go to our webpage for the lock boxes. And we suggest you don't get the smallest one that's really very small, but the next size up is very large, and it'll give you really what you need, the security you need to be able to have a loaded gun in your hand, a home. You hate to say this, but we're moving into a very difficult time. We're going to see the breakdown in the structure of our society. You're going to see more and more crime occurring. I fear we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And it's all planned by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Because, of course, this was a Christian country. And they hate Christianity, and they hate Christians. So if you'd like to get the lockbox, New Lowler's items, we have so many things, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Books, CDs, DVDs, 4-tape sets are all available from Radio Liberty. If you have friends with children, you need to get certainly Dr. David Aub's wonderful talk, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, because they're destroying our children. And they're vaccinating children throughout the world to destroy their fertility. That's why they're giving the mercury-laden vaccines. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the parents ever to learn. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 1 December 2010. 1 December 2010. Thank you for joining us at the Power Hour today, spending your valuable time with us. We hope to give you valuable information in return for that. Also, hopefully we will tweak your thought process as to what are they thinking. I mean, it's as if you need to wrap your head in duct tape to listen to the news on television. It is absolutely distressing. This morning, case in point, Fox News says that, you know, there's a museum that gets a $770 million in public funds, and they've got gross, disgusting, lesbian, gay stuff in this museum. Well, the gross, disgusting part is really bad. It is really bad. I'm not even going to go into what it is. And so they have a U.S. representative on to say how horrible it is that they're being given public monies. Excuse me, sir, how do you think they got the public monies? It was through the U.S. House of Representatives. giving the money. You know, this is the kind of thing that Power Hour listeners go crazy over. We spend our time thinking, doesn't the average person see this kind of stuff? Well, many of them don't. Many of them are now. But I thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today and thinking outside the proverbial cage, box, or whatever we are supposed to be functioning in, because we are not. We are looking outside of that and saying, what is going on? Just like, what's going on with all the tornadoes right now? This is not tornado season. But yet, did you just see that Georgia got hit? Yesterday, there have been tornadoes in Illinois. I mean, it's just devastating to these people at 30 degrees temperature, and they have no power now. So our thoughts go out to these people. Well, what is in the news? Julian Assange now is being looked at by Interpol. And I say looked at, they're calling it, well, sexual crimes, possibly rape. Is it set up or is it real? We don't know. But Switzerland supposedly is where his home base is, and that's where they're finding the charges that or filing the charges. But Interpol now says they're going to arrest him. Well, not really arrest him. They're going to send him back to Switzerland. But he says he's got more things he's going to release on the banks. Oh, now we're getting interesting. Maybe we'll actually get something of some value. I don't know. He walked out of an interview recently because he didn't want to address the issue of the sexual whatever. Is it a setup? I don't know. But how can a man go do interviews all the time and say, we can't find him, we just can't find him? He does interviews at undisclosed locations. However, he's got all the media there. I don't get that one either. That's the kind of head-scratching stuff that bothers us. Darvon. We're going to talk about Darvon. It's being taken off the market after all this time. And distemper. What can you do for your animal for distemper? And I want to thank the individual that called the Power Hour and said, no, old Yeller did not die of distemper. It was rabies. So thank you for correcting me on that one. Gosh, it's funny how that something sticks in your mind and remains in your mind. But it was sad. That's all I can say is it was pretty, pretty sad. So we'll talk about distemper. It's getting to be a problem in the United States. More so than ever before. Is there something that you can do for it? Well, we need to know. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Ron McDonald again, how this country works. What we're going to talk to him about what to do at the TSA checkpoints. They're getting more disgusting all the time, the reports from them. I don't want to hear any more TSA disgusting information of how the people are being treated, but I think they're wanting to acclimate us to that. Then the third hour, we're going to talk about payroll taxes with Dave Champion. Ooh, who should adhere to that one? We'll be back. 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. 4 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in